Put your hands together for Slade, please. We got old time bars still standing on downtown city streets. Old ladies serving drinks inside with no color in their cheeks. Listening to a haggard song. You can put your old blue collar on. It's another New Year's Eve. It's hard to believe. Street girls hop from foot to foot, dry looking warm. Trying to pay down a few bills for the next big storm. On a corner, trapping in the wind. Amazed at the mess they're in. Wiping their noses on your sleeve. It's hard to believe. Well, I swore I'd leave the day they knocked that old smokestack down. There's a guy I need to talk to before I quit this town. Drive past the prison yard. Still got my old teamster's card. Still hoping for my reprieve. It's hard to believe. When I looked into her smiling eyes, I saw a dream so fine. Like the spirit of Chicago on some old railroad line. I would have gone to her that day. I just watched her as she drove away. I guess one of us had to leave. It's hard to believe.
Was I the one who strayed? Maybe God loved us
see the where I'm going isn't where I want to be. I can urge to look you up, see if you were going to beat me down at the horseshoe bound. Hey, buddy, have you got a light? Reliving some old memories. The last time we came to Harrisburg, we drove through the town next door. Was it Ironton? Is that it?
Steelfield.
There's some horseshoe lounges and stuff. Yeah, that's a hard looking town. Is it still there? I don't know. Looks like it's on its way out. No. Corpus Christi, that's where Michael O'Connor was born and raised. Michael O'Connor on the guitar there. drinking days are over. No more nights at the carousel. No more flights, no more neon lights. I guess it's just as well. I never knew what time it was. It was when time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. I never knew what time it was. It was when time came round. My drinking days are over. I'm still trouble bound. My drinking days are over. Somehow through 20 years of playing, each of us playing 20 years or so in our career, we had yet to play the prison gig, kind of a classic for a singer-songwriter, you know? And it finally came up on the calendar. Was it 2 summers ago now, I think, probably? And we're pretty excited, a little nervous, didn't quite know what to expect, what the etiquette would be, you know? So we rented some Johnny Cash videos. We got started, broke the ice. So the date finally came,
My wife Karen is the road manager, and she drove us up to the prison and dropped us off and then drove into town. We were there in front of the prison all by ourselves with our guitars, and we knocked on the big metal door, and they let us in. The big metal door closed behind us, and we were pretty freaked out just a little bit. And they took us up to the office there and the processing station. They were processing some drunk, you know, behind the bars and everything. We were getting our name tags. Michael was holding on really tightly to his name tag, because we noticed, of course, as soon as we got in there, the prison uniform was denim jeans and denim shirt. Michael was pretty scared. We get lost in the population there. So they sent us up in a room about this size. It was a pretty big prison, but they just sent us up in a little schoolhouse, little classroom thing for the, I guess, the guys in their best behavior, and they let the guys in when we were all set up and ready, and about 40 guys came in and sat down and folded their arms and stared at us. They're pretty rough looking characters, you know, we didn't quite know what to expect. And, you know, it wasn't an inner city, like, gangbang prison or anything like that, death row or anything. It was pretty mild. It was in Vermont, actually. So. Pretty rough looking cheese thieves there. Anyway, still we were kind of nervous. They were pretty rough looking, and weren't quite sure if we were in the right place or not. But after a couple songs, it became apparent that, yeah, of course we are. I'm doing songs about people going through hard times. All my songs are hard luck characters scraping by, struggling and striving. That's exactly where these guys have been all their lives, you know? So their faces started to soften. They started to laugh at my little jokes. And then we played this song called The Sinner's Prayer, a song about regret and a song about letting yourself down. And man, when Michael stepped up to play the solo for this song, it was like he connected. He was one of those boys, and he was playing for them with everything he had. And it was a really beautiful moment. I'll never forget it. And I don't know, every night I fantasize that we can recreate that scene and everyone would just cross their arms and stare at my eyes. They don't look too hard, do they?
I'm
not living like I should. I used to be a better man. A sinner's prayer upon my lips, an empty promise in my hand. I know that there will come a day, a heavy price I'll have to pay. I keep pretending to be good. I'm not living like I should. I'm not living like I should. I let the mystery slip away. Night goes by in dreams, sleep, chasing foolish things all day. I walk this town just like a ghost. I don't know what I miss the most. I believe in something if I could. I'm not living like I should. Mercy's angel wings. another day, another year. Death keeps whispering in my ear. I see a prayer, I knock on wood. I'm not living like I should.
Thank you.
farm shop bound for gold. A sink full of dishes and love grown cold. On came a boy, praised the devil. She took his hand and the whole thing unraveled. There's no turning round, it's broke down. Billy took the ring, jammed it in his pocket. Broke down town, tried to hawk it. Down at the bottom of the lake, orange tree. There's a love-built garden inside a wedding ring. Broke down, cracked and shattered. Left in pieces like it never revived. Broke down, torn and frayed. Ain't nothing left, you could go away. There's no turning now, it's broke down. Ain't no telling where love goes. Maybe down where the black river flows. All be coming back round, it's broke down. Baby in the backseat and another on the way. Jerry thinks of Billy at the end of every day. Spends her nights waiting for real life to start. Listening to the sound of a double-crossed heart. Broke down, cracked and shattered. Left in pieces like it never mattered. There's no turning around, it's broke down. Lie still, cigarette smoking on a windowsill. There's a picture locked up in an old suitcase. Billy closes his eyes, but he still sees her face. Broke down, cracked and shattered, left in pieces like it never even mattered. Broke down, torn and frayed. Ain't nothing left, you can go away.
And you're sinking as the sky rolls black.
billion stars in a cold black sky. Maybe one will fall for you tonight. Silver moon, diamond tie. A worthless Patty when she said goodbye. radio song. And I guess I'm not sure about that. So, if you happen to hear that song on the radio next year, just call up SPM and say, man, who was that? That's really good. You need to play that again. That's how it happens. Alright, it just occurred to me that quite a bummer of a set I've been doing so far. Prisons and outlaws and devils and devils and divorces and barroom fights and all. Boy, need to lighten things up a little bit, I think, Michael, for a Friday night. Let's see, we'll do something. I got a song about my parents' wacky neighbor. Would you like to hear that song? Everybody has a wacky neighbor, right? Just think about it for a few seconds and then it comes to mind, right? If you're still thinking, you know what that means. My parents, their wacky neighbor, his name's Willie Jr. He's about 55, he's been divorced 3 times. I heard he has a new girlfriend. This is up in Maine now. I haven't been up there yet this year, but I'll be going to visit there next week, so I can't wait to meet Willie's soon to be 4th next month. I don't mean to be pessimistic, but Willie's getting ornerier and ornerier as he gets older, and the wives last a shorter and shorter time. It's going to be a matter of months, I predict. But Willie's an ornery guy. He's a good neighbor. If you're on his side, you know, he'll do anything for you, but he's kind of a gun-toting, kerosene swilling kind of. He gargles kerosene when he gets a cold. Says it helps us. Just kind of turkey raisin and refrigeration repairman kind of guy. Anyway, I wrote this song after I bumped into Willie back in Maine a couple years ago. Still, he was brewing a batch. She had a short cigar. In one last match, he was telling me about his latest troubles with the government. He had child support, and alimony. He was looking depressed and kind of lonely, just trying to figure out where all his hard-earned money went. Well, I'll be go to hell, he said. I got nothing but a board in a barn for my horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. That's when I got my notebook out. Well, I said, Willie, that sounds like a song. He said, son, you know you may not be all wrong. Could you give me a little piece of the pie if you make it a hint? I got a 51 Ford I'd like to fix up. I got 2 sick ponies and 1 sick pup. And my third wife's coming today to take my TV set. Well, I'll be going to hell, he said. I got nothing but a board in a barn for my head. If it weren't for horses and divorces, I'd be a lot better off today. Oh, no.
Sure enough, but if you don't treat them right, things are gonna get rough, believe me.
I got these 4-year marriages down. But I'll be going to hell, he said. I got nothing but a whore in a barn to ride. Hell, it weren't for horses and horses, I have a lot more money, less gray hair. I might even be a millionaire. If it weren't for horses and horses, I'd be a lot better off today. Oh, said, I'll take you back to Texas, and my name is Ray, where the stars are bigger than the hit parade. And she stopped dreaming her dreams, started dreaming his, traded in her childhood. She wore flower dresses for him, rolled her and scrubbed her freckled skin, on the chance that they were going out tonight. Catch a show, maybe grab a bite. And she looks real nice. She looks real nice. Sometimes I think about my daddy and his old spice grin, clean pressure in the farmer's tent. Never asked her questions, he never told her lies, but I heard my mama cry some. I was sitting in the hallway on the night he left, hugging my knees, holding my breath. I was never sure why, but it was damn sure gone. Thought it was maybe my fault. She wore flower dresses for him, rolled her hair and scrubbed her freckled skin, on the chance that they were going out tonight. Catch a show, maybe grab a bite. She looked real nice. She looked real nice. Thank you. first two requests, or the first two of the first batch of requests were Karen Poston songs, and you know, I wonder if she knows how much her songs are loved out here. Once in a while, I tell people to go to her MySpace page. She has a little MySpace page, Karen Poston, P-O-S-T-O-N, and tell her, because she, you know, she works a day job. She just kind of writes songs on the side, and she never really got her act together as a musical career, not yet anyway, but she sure is a brilliant writer. You feel like expressing something, just drop her line on her MySpace page. Tell her that you love those songs. Boy, they're beautiful songs. Let's do the other one right now. Lydia, a song about Karen Poston's grandmother. It was from Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Lydia said the red day. Ancient foam blood fenders her way from a 40-year-old coffee cup she sipped a bit of gin. Closed her eyes and let the memories in. She lives in the old place all alone. Keeps in touch with neighbors by the phone. Rose roses on the graves of her firstborn and his mom, and the coal trucks never bothered her. Oh, many let go, boy's gone. Her mother's troubled and she tore him. Her heaven's red, but she never was the same. A cotton dress and satin shoes, Indian summer sun, dressed in amber hues, spit in the time, a coal miner's son. Months blew by just like a breeze that year. They went in June and by the fall the boy was here. Word come down from the store, there's a flyer in the mine. And he let him and they couldn't find. Oh, she sent a bit of gems. Close your eyes. see. Somebody wanted to hear Breakfast in Hell. It's another workplace disaster song. Can we do two workplace disaster songs in a row? Yes, I know my crowd. They can take it. Snows of Ontario, where the wind will make you shiver. Was the month of May up in Georgian Bay, near the mouth of the Musquash River, where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl. You can hear the ospreys scream. Back in 99, we were cutting pine and sending it downstream. Young Sandy Gray came to Gohan Bay, all the way from PEI. When the weather's rough and it makes you tough, and no man's afraid to die. Sandy came and smiled at 30,000 miles, was the place that claims glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name moves on. This is Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on the day, the echoes of a mighty yell. Listen close, you'll hear a ghost in the story that I tell, boys, this story that I tell. Now Sandy Gray was boss of the men who tossed the trees onto the shore. They'd come and go till they built a floe 100,000 logs or more. Then he'd ride them down to a slivering sound to cut them up in the mills for timber. And the ships would haul spring, summer, and fall till the ice came in the center. One Sabbath day, Big Sandy Gray came into camp with a pea on his shoulder. With a thunder crack, he drops his axe and the room got a little bit colder. He said, come on, all you, we got work to do. We gotta give her all we can give her. There's a jam of dogs at the little jar near the mouth of the Musquash River. With no time to pray on the Lord's day, they were open for God's forgiveness. But the jam was high and the devil's sky set out about the business. They poked with their poles and ran with the rules and tried to stay on their feet. Every trick they tried, one man cried, this log jam's got his peace. But Sandy Gray was not afraid. I'll be down, break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. I stood on the spot where it happened. Right now, we're at the point of the song where we've got us a big high lumber, log jam. A bunch of logs piled up on the crook of the river, a little waterfall. And our boss of the lumberjacks, Sandy Gray, has decreed that that log jam is coming down, boys, for breakfast in hell. So what we need right now, what every good folk song needs, a little audience participation. We need about 35 or 40 able-bodied men, women, and children to come down with us to the banks of the Musquash River and try to break this log jam on down. Are you willing to help me out?
Yeah.
All right. Now, normally, what we do is I nominate need somebody from the band to be the work game captain to get you guys going here. Michael, Michael had to do it last night. I don't know if I need him tomorrow night, too. I think I'll need to give him a night off. He could probably use a night off by now, Michael.
I'll take a week off.
I'll do it for you tomorrow. Work game captain, it's a very easy audience participation part. I'm not going to, you know, make you learn some words on the spot like Pete Seeger or something like that. It's very simple. You don't even have to be able to carry a tune. It's just a rhythmic thing, kind of a chain gang, work gang kind of thing, a hee-ho kind of thing. Do it with me on this verse. Here we go. Home. Sometimes people are concentrating so hard on their part there that they don't hear what happens in that verse. I'll give you a quick little recap. The good news is we broke the log jam down, so thanks for pitching in, everybody. But there's bad news, too. This is a folk song, remember? When the logs all came tumbling down, everybody ran for cover. One man did not make it. Now with thoughts of death, they held their breath. They saw their friend go down. They all knew in a second or two he'd be crushed or frozen or drowned. Yeah, they saw him fall, they heard him call just once, then it was over. Young Sandy Gray gave his name that day near the mouth of the Musquash River. Thus Sandy Gray was not afraid, let out a mighty yell. Break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell. Participation part in it, and a guy dies. A folk song or what? Man, I gave that introduction in Scotland a few years ago, and then I read the review in the paper the next day, and the reviewer was not impressed. It was kind of a mixed review. He was not impressed with a folk song where only one person died. In Scotland. Yeah. And he told me to check out this song, and I went somewhere, I checked it out, I asked around and found this song that he suggested, and it's, you know, it's about some tribal warfare in early Scottish history where the whole town gets wiped out. Men, women, and children all slaughtered. Anyway, just a digression here. After all those verses, My brain is tired. I'm going to shift it over to Michael O'Connor, who has a beautiful song lined up for you. It's called Getaway Car, a song that I actually liked so much. I recorded on my last record, which was a record full of songs by friends of mine. I've got a lot of very talented and obscure songwriting friends, and that's the latest record I've put out. And but my wife Karen likes Michael's version of the song better, so we're going to be able to tonight while I rest up.
A lot of my friends' wives are like that, so I say that joke every night. I haven't got fired yet, so. Herself on a long, long road. Baby tugging at her breast. That old devil won't take no rest. The goddamn neighbors all keep the school. It's Mama's birthday. Oh, but the bills ain't paid. We'll sit alone in the dark. We're pallid by the screen door, dear. Trying to let some cool air in here. And listen to the highway going fast.
It's a New Year's Day, just like the day before. purple skies of gray. Same empty bottles on the floor. Another year gone by. And I'm thinking once again, how can I take this losing hand and somehow win? Just got me one good year. Get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace. Grace ain't so easily found. One by him can never man. Chase her and carry him down. I gotta get out of here. Just give me one good year. I'm burning wood. Engine's running rough. I drive from job to job. But it's never. Stop and get away. Some kind of chains holding me down to make me stay. Just give me one good year. Get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace. Grace ain't so easily found. One by him can never man, chase it and carry him down. I gotta get out of here, just give me one good year. It's bitter winds in your face every day. It's the little sins where your soul. When you start giving in, where do the promises all go? Will your darkest hour write a blank check on your soul? Give me one good year. Get my feet back on the ground. I've been chasing grace. Grace ain't so easily found. One bad hand can never mend. Good one can turn it around. I gotta get out of here. Just give me one good year. I gotta get out of here. Just give me one good year. Just give me one good year.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us in downtown Harrisburg. I feel coming out of town.
music is not to be enjoyed, it's to be endured. I think he's on his way. We get all the requests. Did somebody come from a great distance and we still haven't played the song that they came to hear? How far is Millersville?
Not 40 miles.
10 miles?
40.
Oh, 40 miles. That's good enough for race
cars. That's 40 a minute.
Well, I'm going to make you work for this one. Race Car Joe has an audience participating.
We're up for it.
You're up for it? All right. I'll warm up. Let's see. This is a hand clapping bit. Now, I never asked my audience to clap hands with me before because I've been in the audience and I've been asked to clap hands. And you know, I was game at first, but then I had these terrible experiences where I'd be clapping along in the first verse, second verse rolls around, and people, one by one, stop dropping out, you know, stop clapping. And I'm put in that terrible dilemma where I don't want to keep clapping and be the only guy clapping and seem silly, and yet I don't want to let the band down. When do you stop clapping? It's a terrible position. You've all been in there, right? So I never asked my audience to clap. Until I figure out a little workaround, a little solution to this problem, it's quite elegant and simple. I'm quite proud of this. Is I'm going to institute a one verse only clap and move. It's as simple as that. So, yeah, that's logical, right? I have a degree in philosophy, actually. This is the kind of thing that I think of, you know, if I'm a degree. So, we're all going to clap for the first verse of this song and secure the knowledge that there'll be a little exit strategy, so to speak. I'll tell you when the verse is ending. And make it a verse. Now, I get that introduction every night for the last year or two, and we've noticed that in almost every single town, there will be 3 to 5% of the people will keep clapping. And we haven't determined yet if that's out of ignorance, or just they weren't paying attention, or they were getting a drink when I gave the introduction, or maybe they just like clapping and don't mind looking silly. But we'll be watching for that. When the wheels are rolling, he's alive, doing 94 in a 55. With a burning engine, he would go down the Gladewater Highway. Race Car Joe. Alright, that's the end of the verse. One more. Past the Green Frog sign. Race old beer. Texas owners. From an engineer. And he tells the two pushers which way to go. That's one day's work. For Race Car Joe, he's out the camera points, rock one last drive, before he takes the grandkids out to Six Flags, and the sun has weathered where the wrinkles show, the gears ain't broken, Race Car Joe. Race Car Joe, when he laughs race car Joe, when he smiles at you. Race car Joe. Thank y'all so much. Thank you for coming on the show. I'll see y'all on the other end.